It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. This morning, President Obama will bring the top congressional Democrat and Republican to the Oval Office. He's hoping to get Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and House Speaker John Boehner to agree to a budget deal to avoid a government shutdown at the end of this week. At issue, deep spending cuts the Republicans want and the Democrats and the Obama administration oppose. We've asked NPR's Mara Liasson to bring us up to date on the fight over spending for this fiscal year and an even bigger fight over the budget for 2012. Good morning, Mara.
Good morning, Renee.
Where are the two sides on these budget talks? And I'm thinking really first this current year budget. And will there be a shutdown?
Well, that is the big question. Here we are 4 days away from when government funding runs out, and nobody knows if there's going to be a shutdown or not. It's really extraordinary. The two sides did agree on a number. They were going to cut $33 billion for the rest of this fiscal year. But they're still trying to figure out where that money should come from and what to do with these policy riders, defunding Planned Parenthood or the EPA or National Public Radio, that the Democrats don't want on the bill and the Republicans do. And also, where exactly should they find the cuts? Should they dip into mandatory programs or just stick to domestic discretionary spending? And the interesting thing here is that there's been a lot of public sniping that made it seem like the two sides were at an irreconcilable standoff. But there still is private discussions. And one of the big questions is about John Boehner. He early on knew exactly where the center of this debate is, because that $33 billion number is almost exactly what he proposed originally before his Tea Party freshmen forced him to almost double that number. Can he get his troops in line? How many Republican votes is he willing to do without in the House to pass this? There was some talk yesterday of the Republicans would get another temporary week-long funding measure together to go for another week, but everybody has said that they don't want to do that again. They want to get the rest of the year solved. So we really don't know what's going to happen.
Now, Mark, if there is a shutdown, which party would you expect would get the blame for that?
Well, that's an interesting question. Obviously, last time, 1995, we went through this kind of exercise. The Republicans got blamed. But this time, things are different. A recent Pew poll said that 39% said Republicans would be more to blame if the government shut down. 36% said the Obama administration. So that is almost evenly split. That tells you a little bit why today's meeting at the White House is such high stakes. The other thing about this Pew poll that was interesting is that 50% of Republicans say that lawmakers should stick by their principles, even if it means a government shutdown. But 69% of Democrats and 53% of independents said lawmakers should be willing to compromise, even if they pass a budget they disagree with. So you can see the real difference between the bases of both parties.
Okay, so the Republican House Budget Chairman Paul Ryan is announcing his budget today for the next fiscal year. That's 2012. There's some very large changes he's proposing.
Yes, he's proposing big cuts in spending, about $6 trillion in cuts. That would bring government spending to below 2008 levels. He would put strict caps on government spending. But the biggest thing that Paul Ryan's 2012 budget does is it touches the third rail of American politics. It takes on entitlements. It, in effect, privatizes Medicare. It would give seniors, people who are under 55, anybody over 55 wouldn't be touched by his plan, but they would get a certain amount of money to go out into the private marketplace and buy what is, in effect, Medicare coverage. The money, the subsidy, would go directly to the private plan that they're buying it from. Now, opponents say that would save the government money, but it would put more of the burden on seniors because they wouldn't have enough money to buy health care. They say Medicare Advantage, which is a similar kind of private plan, didn't bring health care costs down. But the big point is that he takes on entitlements, and he's the first person in Congress to actually present a plan to do that.
Okay, so all kinds of big decisions to be made. NPR's Mara Liasson, thanks very much.
Thank you.